Jackie on the line, so we'll play Double Piece later. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Hi, Cindy. Great. It's always fantastic talking to you.
You too. You too. I was just talking a little bit about the project. Now, Kevin's in. Where are you in the world right now, Kevin?
I'm right outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, you're back there, because you've been hopping around quite a bit, I know.
I'd rather be in Maui, though.
Well, you know, the invitation is always open for you to come to Maui. You got a place to stay anytime you come.
And I love it.
But you've gone and been involved. Tell me about the background. I know about Action Moves People, but this project, Action Moves People United, really took off with a wonderful array of people, and also with the connection you found with UNESCO and the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Well, it all started with Action Moves People when the Secretary General of the United States Federation of UNESCO Clubs heard about the CD. She fell in love with it and suggested we work together. And that's how it was born. And I guess 3 years later, maybe it was 3 years later, here we are.
With
a lot of work in between.
A lot of work. I mean, people can't even begin to imagine, because you've reached out to so many people around the world. And you and Rupam Sharma and Krista really went all out on this. I mean, there's a lot of new music put behind other pieces that Rupam did. And it really does reach around the world. There's artists from all around the world. I know I saw this wonderful friend that we have, Mursal, is it, from Turkey, who has a
from
piece?
From Turkey.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's all over the Turkish press out there. He's on their biggest TV station promoting. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and of course, Rupam reached out to India and had symphonic pieces put together for this work.
That is correct.
And give me some of the other people involved. Give me a list of some of the other people involved in this wonderful project.
Well, that'll take a couple hours, but I'll give you the short list.
Okay.
Well, we have Dan Aykroyd. Everybody knows who Dan Aykroyd is. Did some really, really wonderful work for us. Julian Lennon. Julian Lennon is always working on environmental issues and world peace. Very brilliant song of his on the CD. We have members of the band Asia, which would include John Wenton and Jeff Downs, and members of the band Yes, where Jeff Downs is also a member of, and Alan White, Janice Ian, Kathy Sledge, Annie Haflin from Renaissance, Patrick Mares, who used to be in the Moody Blues, and also Yes. We have a cosmonaut, which I can never remember his name. He's from Romania. And Tony Levin, who's on a Fiona Joy track, which, you know, those are just some of the well-known names. And we just have these wonderful, wonderful musicians from all over the country.
Kathy Sledge. Kathy Sledge, too.
And Kathy Sledge, yeah. Yeah, brilliant song that she has on there also.
And tell me about, because I've seen a lot on Facebook about your trip. You've been to UNESCO and the United Nations a few times. I have never been honored to actually get involved in. What's it like? I want to hear what it's like getting into the United Nations and going through all the security, and what it's like to actually go through that huge system.
Wow. Well, the first meeting... it's a little over a year now, our first UN meeting, and it felt really kind of crazy. You have to, there's checkpoints outside the UN. You meet with people, you get signed in, and they escort you in. And that first meeting we went to was the, I forget what number it was, but it was a General Assembly, and Gandhi's grandson was there. And Rupam actually got to speak on the floor about the upcoming project. We were a year away yet from its release, but we had him speak a little bit about it, and we met some very, very interesting people. So just being in that crowd and making a difference is just a really, really wonderful feeling. What's really crazy is I went to another very important meeting there, And it just so happens that there were world leaders there that day, including Obama and so forth. But anyway, so they had things sectioned off blocks away from the UN. So you had to meet your contacts at least 1 to 2 blocks away. And then they had to escort you through the streets to the UN. So they had this huge area cordoned off where you couldn't get in. And then to get there and then have the whole street filled with media and so forth, it was pretty exciting.
Was it bigger than the Grammys?
yeah, you know, it's a totally different feeling.
Uh-huh.
And having won one already, it's experiencing all of these UN events, it's really quite a thrill.
Mm-hmm.
I can't match it with it. It's just totally two different things. But I was also in the those weren't directly with UNESCO at the UN meetings. They were just with world peace leaders. But when I went to the State Department last December, that was directly with UNESCO, and not only with the Federation, but also with the United States Commission of UNESCO. And so that was very, very interesting. And I got to, after we got a presentation of what was going on in the world in the last few months and decisions that were being made, and we got to be in little groups. And we actually suggested, like mine was media. I picked to go into the media. Like, what can we do to be in the media to let the people know that UNESCO is here? And that was really a lot of fun because, you know, just sitting in a room like that and being part of big decisions and ideas, I can't explain it. It's just very, very exciting.
Well, it is a thrill and a half to even begin to imagine being part of this project for me. I mean, I remember when the beginning stages and you started talking about it, but to actually see it manifest and to see how it's grown into this, it's really a fantastic thing. It's just, it's really thrilling. And I'm really impressed with the work that's been put into it. I don't think people can realize what it's like trying to do 45 tracks. I mean, this is years of work and also years of going back and forth, reaching all these different people. Because it's one thing when you're doing your own work and you're just doing your own paperwork, but you have to deal with people from all around the world, different time zones, different people, different managers, different agents. And it's beautiful. I mean, truly beautiful how it did manifest. I do guess that it's also really nice that I think I want to give at least a shout out to our Grammy friends who we've gotten to know and love, who are just fabulous that we've got to work with. Some of them are very famous. Some are independents and people may not know them real well. Some are new age artists. Some are into other things and jazz. But they have really, most of them come together through some of these Facebook groups. And I know the ballots just got mailed out, and so all of them are very busy. But they're very generous and supportive, aren't they?
Oh, my God. It's so many to mention. With our Recording Academy friends, there's so many, 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 many talented people there. You know, it goes from, you know, Grant Molloy Smith, Wylene Sherman, to Lisa Schneiderman, to yourself, of course.
Yeah.
To Trevor, who's over in Ireland, I believe it is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Trevor. Yeah, I think he's in Ireland.
Oh.
Trevor, you can call in and tell us if we're wrong.
Yeah.
You know, Ireland, really? I'm pretty sure it's Ireland.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen him. I was just there.
Kenya, oh, yeah,
Kenya. We didn't have to
Kenya.
Mention Kenya and Oscar.
Kenya
Adi.
And Oscar.
Yeah.
Kenya and Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, Oscar. You know, they both have a wonderful studio out in the West Coast, and Tim Farrell, who's an amazing fingerstyle guitar player. He's pretty low key. A lot of people. He's not always out there on the media outlets. Really, really phenomenal musician, and Tim Gleason, too, another phenomenal musician.
I noticed Laura Sullivan's on a piece with her piano work.
Gotta love Laura, and then of course she's matched up with Bobby Susser. Bobby, you know, even though he may not be a household name, but he has sold over 5 million albums.
Wow!
With the
really
over 5 million. Oh,
like,
yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, I guess in the last year or so, a couple of years, you probably don't see him around the media groups as much, but some of the people that have been around for several years know Bobby as like the dad. Like every, you know, Bobby's just a great person to talk to, give advice. He's there for everybody, and just a really, really great guy.
Oh, and I got to do a piece. My piece I wrote, gosh, I think about 2 years ago for you, Dove of Peace. And that was paired up with a woman I've never met. It's interesting how you do things across the world. Shakila, and she's from where?
She's originally from Iran.
Wow.
So we actually, some of you, as you you know already, some of your words are speaking with the Iranian language, so it's, forgive me, I don't remember what it's named, but it's a language they use in Iran. And so we thought that was very, very interesting. And then, yeah, of course, we have some instruments from that area, too, underneath your poem. So it really has that flavor.
Well, you know what is really, I mean, you've been doing this for what? You've been doing and coordinating projects. You did a children's one, but a lot of spoken words. And it's been, what, 12 years now, at least?
Oh, more than that. I've been seriously in music since the mid-90s. And besides my own music that I was putting out back then, my first album with a cause was for the environment back in 1998. Mm. And then I found a love just for doing good for the planet and helping people. And I just never looked back. And then through the years, I picked certain subjects that were close to me. And this is where it's led me.
Well, it's really a culmination, I think, of all this hard work you put in. I do want to give a shout-out to the fact that people donated their time. I mean, all these people donated their time for this important cause. And when you listen to this whole CD, and I've listened, Kevin, I've listened to the whole thing many times, 45, all 45 tracks. I mean, you really get, it's really like, you know, you go into a room and a blind man goes into a room and feels one part of an elephant and thinks it's one way, and then someone feels another part of the elephant and describes, well, you put the whole thing together and you have the elephant. But in this case, you know, everyone has their own take on, yep, peace and the environment and different ways of expressing it, but all coming together on this CD for this. Really, it's really a powerful work, Kevin.
And that's why it took probably a year, I'm going to guess. I didn't time anything. But a year just going through writings and finding the right ones that would be on the project. There's so many, many, many good ones. But just finding the right ones for that flow. And then finding the readers that would just bring them to life. And so just that alone takes time. And then when you start adding all the instrumentation, it's, you know, the Dan Aykroyd track, Enlighten Your Soul, which Alan White is also on. Anybody who knows anything about music and recording, there's well over 300 tracks on that particular piece. It could even
300
be
400.
300 tracks? My last count was over 300.
Oh, my gosh.
Putting it together. And so Rupam would have that final number, what's on there. But just that one spoken word / song. Because I look, you know, even though it's spoken word, the music underneath is just very, very intense and very deep and very complex at times.
Well, and people should be aware that even though there's a category,
yeah,
something spoken,
like that, just one track. Can you imagine them 45 track?
Well, you have choirs and everything behind it, but in a spoken word release, you do have music. So you do have, like, Julian Lennon's is actually a song, which is excellent as well. And there are songs, yeah, on here as well. I really love Julian Lennon. I mean, that's wonderful. In fact, I'm going to try to get that played on our reggae station because it's a reggae version. And you, yeah, know, he sounds, yeah, just like his dad. He sounds just like John Lennon. I mean, I've heard John Lennon and met him and everything, and I listened to that and I think that sounds just like John. It's amazing.
You met John Lennon?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Didn't
oh, yeah. No, I know. That was a long time ago, Kevin. Long,
wow,
time ago, but yeah. But that is really amazing. So you have everything and issues about the environment. One really touching piece, or someone pretends they're a dolphin at the Cove when the dolphins were being slaughtered. And I mean, it is an impactful work that makes a deep, deep impression. Now, for people to find out more about this, I know you have the website, actionmovespeopleunited.org. Is that the best place for people to go?
Yeah, I would send people there. I mean, they could look us up on iTunes or Amazon, but you could just go there and you could be directed from there. And you'll also have all the information about the CD, everybody who's on it, about the United States Federation of UNESCO Clubs. So everything is there. So it's probably the best place to start.
Is there, I mean, there's a lot of details to take care of this. And I know Krista Walhagen's very, very good at details. And she put the work together with the graphics and did a lovely logo for it and everything as well. But to just try to even get through the permissions is huge. And then when you're dealing with the United Nations and UNESCO as well, there's all kinds of other layers to deal with. Have you actually been able to go back to UNESCO and present it to them yet? Have you just sent it to them, or when's that going to happen?
Well, the Federation, they have the CD. And what we're doing is, UNESCO is very complex. And so, you know, besides the Federation, the United States Federation of UNESCO Clubs, there's the United States Commission of UNESCO, there's the World Federation of UNESCO. It's like a spider.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing through the Federation is reaching out to all these clubs and associations and commissions. And so that's taking, that takes a little bit of time. But that's been going on now for several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things that came up and talked about some possibilities that may happen. There's something I don't want to say it right now, but there's something that could happen by the end of the year that we could be invited to. If this happens, we most likely would be invited to, but I don't want to say what it is, because if it doesn't happen, but it would be really really very something very special for us if it does happen.
That's
at the UN.
So exciting. And it was amazing, because I know how hard it is as an independent. You and many of our friends are also having second and third jobs, and you also have a full-time job, and so you're doing your full-time job while donating all your time and energy to this as well. So we want to give kudos to them. Because I know they're a sponsor, too. It's Brown ShopRite, right? Correct?
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, we had so many, Brown ShopRite, they're always very, very helpful to all my projects, which is great, because, they too care about these issues. And, all these studios that have given their time, it's just amazing. And there's other, some other sponsors that have given us money. And it's just so, so nice. And it just enables us to help people. And through our contacts already, I mean, we already have money, being funneled into the Federation that'll go to events that they do, such as they do this, I forget what it's called, but they have all these kids from around the world come to the D.C. area, and they learn about each other. I witnessed this last year. This year I couldn't sit in for it, but last year I sat in for it. And they got to get to know each other's cultures, because each culture is so different in how something could be complimenting and something could be insulting. And so they learn from each other, and they go through all these classes, and they play sports together. And then the Federation takes them up to the U.N. where they learn. So this takes a lot of money, flying people and more around the world, these kids, to do this. So this is just one way, by these kids learning about each other. Maybe when they grow up and become businessmen and political leaders, that they have a better understanding for each other. And
mm-hmm.
that's just one way that maybe we can achieve world peace years from now. And that's just one of the programs. There's so many programs that helping the hungry and people in natural disasters. But that's just one of the programs that they do.
Well, I want to congratulate you. I know it came in number 10 on Billboard starting out, which is huge for a spoken word project. I mean, very,
yeah,
very
actually,
rarely
yeah,
ever
number
happens.
Eight.
Is it
yeah,
eight?
It was number
Yay.
Eight. It was actually in a compilation category.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because it was, because of you know, the first few weeks going in, we had a massive amount of outpour out there. And thanks to people like Ruth Weber, she hosted a great release party in San Diego, and hundreds were sold there. Just amazing. Rupam was like, he said he couldn't believe it. There's actually a picture of Rupam and Art. You know Art, if you know Art. Art mm-hmm. is actually, he actually did some of the music on your track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, they're at a table signing autographs, and you see a picture of the long line of people, like they're rock stars. And,
wow. Well, so, I'm gonna play a little of the Dan Aykroyd piece right now. Enlighten Your Soul, but I want to thank you so much. I know how busy you are and what busy time it is, but everyone check it out, Action Moves People United. It's available on iTunes, it's on Amazon, and it's fantastic, and it's all for a really great cause. So thank you so much for calling
in,
Kevin.
Cindy.
A big aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
People cry out for the good of man, while terror rings throughout the land. Making bombs and threats for fun, kill them all who do not succumb. Well, here we have those who have cried, shed many tears, walked with pride to help one another before their time is seized. Let us join them all in the chant for peace. Nelson Mandela imprisoned for fighting apartheid to ending war. Aung San Suu Kyi was under house arrest for opposition in her noble quest. Mahatma Gandhi took the road for his goal to seek independence through his non-violent soul. Betty Williams for Community of Peace, promoting resolution for Northern Ireland to cease. Buddha, enlightened, attained nirvana, forsook comforts deemed for a prince born Gautama. Young Malala won her battle to survive. For one obtaining education, you will never connive. Dalai Lama, let us not ever forget, promoting compassion for us all in Tibet. Everyone, there is a chance for peace in the world. Just take a stance. Search deep in your heart. Lead and be bold. Take the path of resistance and enlighten your soul.
Well, that's Dan Aykroyd on Action Moves People United. Enlighten your soul with a cast of a huge, I don't know, like how many people. He said like 300 tracks and people from all over the world on that. Again, I'm honored to be on this CD with Dove of Peace, a piece I wrote. And it's available on YouTube. Let's see, iTunes also. You can see a YouTube video on this. You can go to any of the tracks. Amazon has it, and it's all really for UNESCO. It's an absolutely wonderful project. Highly recommend checking it out. I'm tempted to play. I know I've got someone calling in soon. I've got Warren, who's Anna Hayes manager, calling in any second, so I don't know if I have time to do the song I did, but I'm going to try to cue that. Mine's called Dove of Peace, and it's from a wonderful lady named Shakila, and Shakila's an Iranian artist, and I've never met her. I have no idea. You know, I mean, I see her on Facebook, but it's amazing now how you can connect and do a piece of work together, never having met a person or done anything like that. But it's like, This is something that's a world thing. If you've listened to the show a lot, I like to really have people from all over the world talking about their travels and adventures, because I do believe when we travel, we really break down the barriers from misunderstanding, and we learn about other cultures. And it truly does change our whole impression of the world when we meet people face to face. So I'm going to play the Dove of Peace. This is the one I wrote, and Shakila is also on this track.
Action moves people united. Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, and it all starts with a genuine message. Wanting to make a change, there's always an underlying message in good music. Been around
for a while. Okay, that's not the track. Sorry about that. Make me smile. Simple that way. Like waking up to the morning sun. Settle down when the moon